Huey Lewis in the news with Do You Believe in Love? A special request from Eddie White's listening on K-Hits 92.5. You are tuned in to the greatest 80s experience on earth. This is the Back to the 80s radio show. The show that brings the nostalgia through the memories that made that decade so awesome. Don't forget that we're here every Friday. And you can hear all the music in its entirety through khits925.com. That's at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You want to hear a song on the show and get a shout out? Let us know. Send us a direct message via our Facebook page and we'll go ahead and do so. Now,
do it now.
As always, we cannot, we should not, and we must not do this show without summoning a man who was seen in the 80s at Licorice Pizza demanding to have a large pepperoni when all they sold there was music. He's been spotted recently on the trail of Bigfoot, and he says he's trying to lure the Sasquatch with music by Air Supply. But here, at Back to the 80s Radio, we call this man the Chang.
All rise, court now in session. Your Honor, Chang will prevail over this court. Bailiff Toscano, can you please bring me the paperwork on this case? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all my 80s cats, kitties, and 80s ladies alike, welcome to Back to the 80s Radio. It's not a podcast.
That's right.
It is a radio program. Toscano, please do something with my voice as I go, radio. Hello, everybody.
Chang, how the hell are you, man?
Oh, my God. If I was a pair of nylons that never got snagged, I would be saying I'm as perfect as that. And how are you, my fair-weathered friend, the only Mexican-Italian guy that I know that still says tacos and taquitos? Toscano, how the hell are you?
Doing very, very well.
Oh, you know what? A special shout-out. My number one and number two favorite fans of the Chang. Hope you boys are Changtastic. Remember, tomorrow is another day and always do something Changerific.
A big shout out to Susan Freeman, all the way north to us in Canada, holding an awesome charity 80s event called Back to the Enchantment of the 80s. A shout out to Susan Freeman and all her posse over there in Canada. You don't want to miss today's show because we are traveling back in time to talk and to listen to some of the best R&B, rap, and dance music that has ever been recorded. So come on, come with us, and let's go back to the 80s.
You are back from a point of no return, listening to Toscano and Chang right here at Back to the 80s Radio. Welcome to the program. We are going to dance. We are going to break dance. And we are going to groove that funky thing. Toscano, were you a break dancer during the 80s at any time, really quick, between you and me and thousands of listeners?
Funny that you would ask, because yes.
I knew you were.
I was a break dancer in the very early 80s. We were in our little club, our little breakdance group, and my name was, now don't laugh now, but it was Little Jammer, spelled L-I-L apostrophe, Jammer.
Lord,
you can only imagine what that little kid would do.
Anybody that was a breakdancer, I always thought that I gave him the thumbs up, because that's pretty incredible to do. Such gymnastics on the board like that, with, you know, as you got your ghetto blaster cranking.
That's
Here's
right.
something. Anybody out there that remembers the LA Breakers, do you recall the name the LA Breakers back in the 80s, which
Absolutely.
Was probably the most famous breaking group back in the 80s off the streets of Los Angeles? They were also in a couple of breaking movies back early on in the 80s. Their names escape me. Why? Because to me, the movie sucked. Anyway, two of my daughter's uncles are members of the LA Breakers.
Really? Still up to today? They're still members.
Well, there are a lot. One of them now is an actor.
They must keep
it
shape.
And goes by the false name of Raymond Cruz rather than Raymond Garcia.
Right.
He
what a hater.
He was,
what a hater.
There's a whole story behind
what
that.
What a hater.
And then, my other ex-brother-in-law, Richard Garcia, was a member of that breakdancing cast. They used to call him Tiny. Both of those cats were known everywhere for breakdancing. They went all over the place. Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, my daughter also can dance. You know what I mean? Her mom could also dance. But yet me, being the Raza and the rock and roller, I didn't dance.
No, of course not. Reason.
Now, after a few drinks.
What would that do to your other type of metal drugs, reputation?
I could dance. No, no, please, 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 please.
Don't dance.
To be a metal god, you have to be able to stretch across the universe.
This is a topic that I do love because one of the stations that I used to listen to a lot when I was a kid in the 80s was Power 106 in Los Angeles with jocks such as Mucho Morales, Jojo Cervantes. And this was a time when the Florentine Gardens was the dance place to go to. And cruising was out in full force. You remember cruising? I know you did a lot of cruising.
Oh, dude, up and down Whittier Boulevard. Even in Uptown Whittier, there was two parts of Whittier Boulevard to cruise. You can go with the hot rods and kind of the rockers, surfers in Uptown Whittier and in Whittier. And then you go from East LA and you're with the homies and you're with everywhere. Everywhere you could go was cruising. Yeah. And music was always the number one necessity. Do you not remember to start?
Oh, I remember the mini. There were the mini trucks, full blast. Oh, there were the low riders with oldies music blasting off.
And that's when you had the break dancers, remember, on the side of the street with their ghetto blasters, and they were pumping their tunes.
Look, it was a time that in many cities around the country, there were break dancers. There were people listening to dance music, and there were popping and breaking clubs, mini truck clubs that would shake the windows of your home when they passed by with their bass. You remember that? And as disco faded, the 80s saw the rise of a new R&B. It was dominated by synths and drum machines, and the growth of hip-hop and even a hybrid came out of this, developed with something that was known as the New Jack Swing, which basically fused the attitude and the beats of hip-hop with the deep grooves and smooth vocals of R&B and dance music.
During this rise of the flavor where music took over the backyard party before it fused with R&B. The number one band I think of is Run DMC and the Sugar Hill Gang, who came out, I believe, in 79. To me, that was like the catch of urban music coming into the form of club music, to where that was the dance music. That was the music that was going to gyrate you and keep your blood flowing. It always stayed upbeat. It always stayed dance-worthy. You know what I mean? No matter what form, you were always dancing to it or humming to it. Correct, brother? Whether you be at work or any club, even bars, that was like the music that was played to get you in the mood to get ready to clubbing.
I want to do something special for everybody because this show is going to be a special show. We're going to bring you a lot of music. And remember, if you're hearing this on a podcast platform, of course, you're not going to be able to hear the music in its entirety. You must go to khits925.com, listen at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Friday, which is today, and you'll be able to hear it. If not, you'll be stuck with 10 seconds of an intro and an outro of the song. We apologize, but that's just for copyright purposes. This is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five in a song called A Message on Back to the 80s Radio.
What's up, all you fools? You are hanging and banging with this Connor O'Shea right here on Back to the 80s Radio. We are grooving, maneuvering, and all that's up in between. All you motherfuckers, get your gear together. And are you ready to groove and swerve? Then hear what we got for you. Don't you go nowhere, sucker. I'll put a cap in your ass.
Hey, some of you remember the 80s vibe, right? Well, it lives loud and proud on Back to the 80s with my pals Toscano and Chang.
Back to the 80s Radio. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with a message, and the Egyptian Lover with Egypt, Egypt. All part, Chang, of the golden age of R&B and hip-hop.
You mentioned Florentine Gardens back in the 80s in Hollywood, California. Many times I went to Florentine Gardens late hours with my homeboys when we worked at Sam's Liquor. We would close the liquor store, I'd say about 12 o'clock. And then we would make our way to Hollywood. And it would be a flip of the coin where we would go. If me and my buddy Canyer won, then we would be going to the Rainbow and experience, of course, the great life of being a rock and roll god, as I am. Thank you very much. Hold the applause. Or we would go to Florentine Gardens.
Right.
So I have several experiences at Florentine Gardens, and I have to tell you.
You must have stood out like a sore thumb, though.
Oh, man. I was the only cat wearing a white leather jacket with black fringes hanging down. Okay, with...
And tight pants.
No, never tight pants.
Come on,
take it easy.
You're a metal
take
guy.
Take it easy. No.
Tight pants.
No. No, I never wore tight pants and tucked them into my high tops because I thought that was like you're looking like Bozo the Clown. And where I come from, you have to look street tough.
Yeah.
So what I wore is, of course, leather.
Vinyl pants.
Of course. Parachute pants with an Iron Maiden belt buckle.
Nice.
A Converse, whether it be the Dr. J version or it be Chuck Taylor's of a different color. But that was the attire because back in the day, you had to be ready to go at anything. Another good thing would be Levi's 501s, which I always wore. Because Levi's 501s, you could move around.
Sure,
You can either dance with the ladies, kick somebody's ass, bang your head, get into the pit.
I did find them a little too high at the crotch area, so it wasn't as comfortable for me. I had to find something that was a little bit lower. But
did you go for the
507s? I think it was 550s.
550s. Oh, nice number. Anyway, like I was saying, I remember that song would come out, and I'm telling you, the whole entire place of Florentine Gardens would rush the floor.
Oh, the
people
Egypt
were running around. Yeah, dude, people were running around trying to walk like an Egyptian, doing the Cleopatra. Some dudes were doing the King Tut, and Steve Martin wasn't even in the fucking room. And it would only be like a long-haired dude, or me and my buddy Canyer, who were rocker dudes, or people that just couldn't get anybody to dance with, or were afraid to dance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I would just trip out because I had so many jokes back in my mind back then.
Really?
Because I was always thinking jokes. Oh, yes.
What year was that?
This would probably be 1984.
Yeah.
85.
So that's
then,
where. Yeah. So that's where we can find your jokes then. 1984.
Yes. 85. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Smart ass. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey. Hey, get this guy a trophy. You mentioning this was one of your favorite breakdancing songs.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how ridiculous
I looked.
You looked breakdancing to that song. Because I would imagine you would have to like go slow and kind of do robotics. Like some cats, you just cannot master. Some cats,
man,
can do robotics like nobody's business.
No, I could do the robot, but it was all about
freestyle,
getting down and spinning and doing the windmill, having dance offs. But there were other, you know, great rappers and great songs of the day that brought us way back. One of those was the Beastie Boys. When the Beastie Boys came out, they kind of broke the mold because here you have, you know, three white kids from New York and just trying to be something that people didn't want to accept.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. So people didn't really want to accept them. And what happened? They just exploded and every culture realized, hey, these guys are the real deal. They not only identify with a rapper, but also with a rocker. And they brought in two different cultures together. And they were sort of the broker between all these different cultures, and that included white, black, Hispanic, and Asian.
Right.
So the Beastie Boys broke a lot of molds from back
now,
in the 80s.
As we're talking about hip-hop, bro, you cannot forget the great acts as N.W.A.
Right.
True?
Yep.
You cannot forget Public Enemy. Especially, you can't forget Run DMC. I mean, you know, three bands that took it to another limit. And I'm talking about the first two because they spoke from the heart. They made their music from a true story, did they not? The struggles of growing up in an environment where you are beat down by the powers of above. But back in the 80s, NWA and Public Enemy put a message, a stance on what was really going on in the bowels of the barrios and the neighborhoods of America as they seen fit. The ironic thing is it became a movement. It became a feeling, a vibration. Music is always a vibration, an extension of your emotion. And when people connect to it, it's hypnotic, it's captivating, it's unity. The 80s opened up the door for freedom. And I think one thing we all of the 80s have to know, that we were pretty much unified, even though the powers above were telling us not to be.
Before hip-hop was all about women and drugs and money, it used to be about street cred. It used to be about pride, about rhyming, about breakdancing and style, being a b-boy.
And if you ever had your skull cracked or accused of something you didn't do because of the way you look, this next set goes out to you. Here's some NWA, straight out of Compton.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
That was Public Enemy. You are listening to Toscano and Chang on a pop culture frenzy right here at Back to the 80s Radio.
You gotta love it, man. And I know that a lot of people are going, man, I remember these songs. You know, like before I heard The Egyptian Lover, I hadn't heard that in years. When I reheard it, I was like, wow, I'm so glad that we play it at K-Hits 92.5.
You can take the boy out of the neighborhood, but you will never take the neighborhood out of the boy.
That's right.
I think that is true today as it was yesterday, and I think that is true. I'll always think that hip-hop and rock and roll are music of the street, music of emotion, music of rebellion, tired of being oppressed, tired of being typecast. And I think hip hop and rock and roll are the two staples, not only staples, but screws in the cross of our culture.
As we talk about hip hop, we have talked a little bit about rap. Now we've got to dive in to an area in R&B because there's so many R&B artists. Oh. And that would include not only the likes of Prince and Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, but there were other artists that we need a refresher course. Artists such as Full Force, who, by the way, is one of the artists, Full Force and Keith Sweat, as the beginnings of the New Jack Swing era hit in the late 80s. Artists such as Bobby Brown, that made such a dramatic effect on the youth.
Let's not forget Lisa, Chic, Paula Abdul.
How about even Diana Ross and Anita Baker, Tina Marie? There was Cameo, Jody Watley. Remember Jody Watley with a song called Looking for a New Love?
How about Morris Day and the Time, the SOS band?
We can name them for days. We've got Pebbles. You've got Billy Ocean, Marvin Gaye, Al B. Sure, Whitney Houston, you know?
You've got Rick James.
Oh, you cannot forget Rick James, yes.
How about Freddie Jackson? He wasn't a Jackson 5, but Freddie Jackson. You had Jeffrey Osborne, who was a contemporary kind of soulful.
Here's a band that I'm going to mention that I used to listen to a lot. But this is very early 80s, and that's Midnight Star.
Oh, I've got one for you. How about the Gap Band?
Oh, of course, yes.
How about Patti LaBelle? Who could forget Patti LaBelle?
Luther Vandross. And about this one? You probably don't remember this one. The Timex Social Club with a song called Rumors.
You know what? No, I
You don't do remember not. Rumors?
No, I do not.
Oh, just we're going to have to play
Is that with the one with Michael Jackson?
No. Just for that, Chang, I'm going to play Rumors in a little while.
Okay. You know what? I want to take the audience back to 1982 with "You Dropped a Bomb on Me" by the Gap Band. Get up and feel the funky. Don't let Toscano and Chang be the only two monkeys. Man, you have to say, brother, that is smooth.
Okay. Say that over and over until it happens.
That, yeah. You know it was smooth. You're going to edit it and play it over and over in your headphones.
Yes, yes.
When you go to sleep tonight.
Yes, I can. Back to the 80s radio, the Gap Band and Timex Social Club with Rumors. As we mentioned, we've got so much to talk about with R&B.
It just makes you want to dance.
Yeah, and it's music that still stands the test of time. And people
are
hearing it for the first time all over again.
You know what's incredible, my brother, is as we listen to these tunes and the audience is listening to these tunes, you know people are going to get up and dance. They're going to say, oh, that's my jam. Or they're going to start snapping their fingers. They're going to start moving. Even the younger people are going to start tripping on these songs. And they're going to start moving because they may have remembered when mom and dad, maybe grandma and grandpa used to dance. Because come on, the Chang right here, I'm a grandpa, but I'll still get my freak on. If I'm going to get my freak on, it was the Gap Band, bro.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah, bro. I used the cholo would come out in me, wow. And I would start dancing, and I would be like, I thought I was really cruising down the neighborhood, but I was only on the dance floor.
Right.
Imagine that. My hair was moving the same place that my pleats were. Yeah, because when I would have to get up and get freaky and funky and get into the hood and do the dance thing, I used to wear zoot suit pants, double belted, pleated on the back and on the front creased. And they would be baggy, tied on the bottom with cuffs, with my Stacy's and a chain wallet.
Really?
Did you
buy that zoot suit the first time they came out?
No, actually, I got it off my grandpa after he was arrested by the police during the Zoot Suit Riot.
Hey, check out these stars in their first major movie. Sheila E., Run DMC, The Fat Boys, Curtis Blow, and a special performance by New Edition in Crush Groove. It's a film about dreams, desires, and the determination to make it to the top. Crush Groove, written by Ralph Farquhar, directed by Michael Schultz. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Opens tomorrow, National Westwood Man's Chinese Hollywood and at theaters and drive-ins near you from Warner Brothers.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station. Now,
back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Where would you rate a Luther Vandross, and where would you say, did he take the pop R&B sound? And then give me another example who you would categorize.
He was the epitome of romance. He was it when it came to playing a song when you were out on a date. I remember he had a song called Never Too Much. Wow, what a great song from 1981. Just like him, there were others, including Lionel Richie. Shalimar with A Night to Remember. You got to remember that. George Clinton. Remember George Clinton? We cannot forget, of course, Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder always, always made you smile. His music was just so happy and so truthful and so transparent and sincere. And, you know, Jermaine Jackson.
How about Chaka Khan? Marvin Gaye was still relevant. Earth, Wind, and Fire was relevant. And also, we started seeing the boy bands coming back into play, reminiscent of the Temptation and Platters. We saw New Edition. Now, who could forget New Edition and what they brought to the beginning of the 80s with their style? Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. R&B was kind of stemming to what it used to be, but it didn't quite get there. True, the pop of it and kind of like the more video technology came into music. Did you notice that it became more for eye candy, pop ear candy, as opposed to true artistic talent? And I think that's where we started seeing pop music change into so many different avenues. Would you not agree, my
brother?
Well,
yeah, but once again, and it was part of the morphing process. Look what happened to pop music. It became something that it was just not back in the 80s. But that's a different story. This is Keith Sweat with I Want Her on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Back to the 80s Radio, that was the ever-wondrous Prince with Sign of the Times. Before that, you heard Keith Sweat with I Want Her here on Back to the 80s Radio. We are talking about R&B. We've been talking about hip-hop and rap. If you just joined us, oh my goodness, rewind the whole show. You got to listen from the beginning. Remember that word, rewind? Rewind the show. Yeah, if you're listening,
be kind, rewind.
If you're listening to us through a podcast platform, you need to go back. If you're listening to us through khits925.com, then you can't. But you are listening to the songs in their entirety. You mentioned artists, but you mentioned something before I get into artists such as Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, again, Prince. You mentioned something about video making a difference. And I was going to talk to you about this. We're not going to talk a lot about this subject, but I do want to mention the entrance of MTV, what MTV did for musical artists, what happened by the late 80s when MTV started morphing into something else with reality programming and things like that. Even though it may have, and we've talked about this in previous shows, it may have killed maybe the radio industry. It did a lot.
Video killed the radio.
It did do a lot for the artists, and the artists that...
Oh, of course.
You know, they
made them a lot of money.
Made them a lot of money. They were... The notoriety that they received, they were being famous in parts of the world that would have never heard their music if it wasn't for MTV. So I do want to make that as a little side note. We can talk about MTV as a separate subject on a different show. But
okay, let me ask you a real quick question.
Oh, here it comes.
Would you settle down? Don't get your glasses all steamy. Take off your golfer's hat. Would you not say that video to music is similar to the movie poster of a movie? Because the artist or the movie may not be that good.
More than the poster, I would say it's more like the trailer, the movie trailer.
Yes.
You know what?
Can I applaud you?
Yes.
You know what?
You.
We need an applause. Thank you. Please keep listening to Scano and Chang. We are more than a couple of funny guys. High five on that one. We agree.
I appreciate it. So, yeah, I definitely think that.
Don't leave me.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You son of a bitch.
All right. This just in, Chang. Hang on a second. I got to read this now. Oh, okay. Okay. I got, well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a fantastic news for all you dance lovers out there. The reopening of the Florentine Gardens in Hollywood. To give us more information on what's going on and all the happenings around there is our via satellite correspondent, Rod Steele. Rod, what is going on at the new Florentine Gardens launch?
Oh my God, boys. If you were here, if you were toys, the vibrations, the sensation you would feel, the flow and the energy, it's cosmetic here. It's like closing your eyes, taking your pants off, stepping in a cold jacuzzi and being, wham, I'm back in the 80s. I am here at Florentine Gardens in Hollyweed, California. And we were having our 50th anniversary since the club was closed and the city was dynamic in opening the grounds and letting us come in and do our come sway, come sway, come sing with us. We're gay, we're free. Oh, I get so excited, Tusky Toscano. Oh, I would just love to swirl you in a fork like noodles.
No.
Where's Chang? I want to chew on Chang's hair like beef jerky.
I've had a few drinks.
Excuse
I can tell.
Me. Girls will be girls.
What is so cool about the new Florentine Gardens?
Toscano tonight is like a disco out of the closet. Everybody be free and hippy diddly dee. Tonight is 80s all the way. It's going to be all go, probably some blow, and who knows. There's so many beefcakes and Cinderellas, disco bunnies, hotties, naughties. Everything is here. Toscano, if you and Chang were here, it would be Changtastic. Anyway, tonight's vibration is incredible. They have ice caverns. You can go and walk through and dance and do the freeze moves.
Ice caverns at Florentine Gardens.
Yes, yes, ice caverns. You walk in and you dance slow like you're freezing. Then you go into the hot sensation room where you immediately throw all your clothing off and start dancing to Duran Duran. Okay. Oh, and you know what else they break out on? The Beastie Boys. I want them to pound on me like instruments. Anyway, Toscano, if you're out there listening, anybody, get down right now to Hollywood and come to the revamp of the Florentine Garden. It's everything you wanted to be in the 80s and more. Toscano, there's so many Italian subs here. Wink, wink. I gotta get out of here.
Welcome, Mateys fans. I have been expecting you. You no longer need to listen to any other podcast. You want the 80s, don't you? The longing for it is swelling in you now. Feel the memories coming to you and listen to Back to the 80s. Give in to nostalgia. With each passing moment, you make yourself more of an 80s fan. It is unavoidable. It is your destiny.
You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
You, like your childhood, are now mine.
That was the ever so lovely Cover Girls with Show Me. Oh, you got to remember that song. Back in the day, back when dancing was everything to us. This is Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you for joining us on another Friday edition of the greatest 80s radio show on earth. That's right. This isn't a podcast. This is a radio show. All good things, as they say, must come to an end. Thank you guys for joining us. Take care of yourselves this week. Be good, because there's a lot of voting stuff going on out there.
Oh,
and
holy crap.
Oh, it's kind of scary. Yeah, but in the meantime, you take care of yourselves. Be good to everybody around you and be an example of what a good citizen should be. We'll talk to you next Friday.
This is the Chang. Before we release you to another Changtastic weekend, don't let your politics cloud your mind. Until next Friday, I want everybody to remember you matter, you count. Everybody out there is of one race, the human race. Go out there with a smile. I want to take you out with a special song from Ice-T, which is Colors. I bid you an adios, arrivederci, sayonara, hasta la vista, hasta luego. And to all my homies in every barrio, órale. Till next week, stay true, stay solid. Colors, 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 colors.